Hey, howdy and happy day, an echoist. You know what an echo is? An echoist is someone who buys into what someone else says without using common sense, with no checking or any of that nature, and that's fake news. And fake news grew because of echoists. Echo, echo, hey, hey, they repeat what they were told, whether it be true, whether it be false. They never look into it, as I've said, and they never think about finding out. And they are true certified echoists. Sheep and shepherds. The shepherd leads and the sheep follows, and kind of like the Pied Piper, don't you know? Now, Trump, he's suing the BBC for $10 billion, and he's sued so many other people, and he's gotten over $80 million awarded to him from people who spread fake news, like CNN and all these things. Too bad he couldn't sue each person individually, because he'd get zillions of dollars, because the echoists were out there repeating things that they thought were true, I guess. I shouldn't say that. They don't think if they're true or not. They just echo and they repeat all of the time. You know, how many leftist American men and women decide that young foreign men who jump the border are innocent victims? Again, that's a lot of echoing here too, because everyone says it's okay. That was Biden and that was all of his hench people, and they kept bringing them over. And you know what? It's a cult thing almost. We need a vaccine for stupidism, because it's amazing. I mean, they now use the term undocumented people. They don't like the term illegal aliens, but they're illegal. But they don't like that. I mean, I don't know. I think the liberals should be called stupid, because they continue with this border business, although they have softened up and lightened up quite a lot since Trump got in for his second term. But they're still out there, still protesting and doing what they say. When a person protests and an illegal group is right and the law enforcement is wrong, in a hostile and volatile environment, they're intentionally in harm's way, and they know the risk of their freedom and their safety. And they should just, Chinese cook stuff, use noodle up here, not noodle in soap, kind of get smart and maybe don't be in the wrong place at the wrong time. I like what this guy in Poland says. I mean, he's kind of interesting. He says, hey, you Muslims, you're illegal. You continue to come into my country. I'm not going to take it anymore. Poland will shoot you. That's why Poland is so safe. We don't accept any Muslim refugees, and we don't give a darn what the world thinks. Get in line and we're going to shoot you dead. That's what he says. Well, pretty strong talk, but he's the man. One of the main guys, so we'll see. Okay, I got this for you. I interviewed a woman recently for a job, and I told her, you'll have the job of two men. It's a big deal. You have the job of two men. And she says, I'm not interested in a part-time job. Ah, hey, y'all come back and have a happy day. And right is right, politically, and left is wrong. See ya.